Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Never gone badly.
Now recording.
All right, well, welcome back, my nerdlings, to Saga of the Change. For those of you who were there this weekend, I miss when we were soup. Anyway.
You get to be 3D again, though, bud?
I do. Anyway, we're going to skate right on past that. We'll talk about that later. So, on our last session, the party wrapped up things with the cleanup of the giant snake fish creature thing with three heads that stopped having three heads. Retrieved a meteorite and headed off into Dixon. Let their friend Jason know that the coast was clear for now, at least. Did a little bit of magic to try and track down the most leadership-y person in the town. And then set off to investigate the island in the middle of the Rock River that they had previously determined had some fucky-wucky shit going on it. Found a pretty big gathering of wormish spirits protecting a very large batch of eggs that seemed to belong to the large, formerly three-head-having bastard, as well as a new friend-ish. The seemingly, at least by his claims, the last weretoad, who is seemingly tracking down the Pentex-created Anurana in an attempt to redeem them and hopefully thereby save his species. He assisted them in dispelling the wormish spirits, and then our acne... or acme-esque mages created a giant piano and dropped it on the eggs.
Had to introduce the worm to Looney Tunes. It's fine.
Yep. So the eggs were crushed and the spirits dispelled, but the wormish taint and the awfulness in the river persists. It was given to you to understand that your new weretoad friend and some of the Anurana he had previously redeemed were going to work on that particular problem. So, we ended out our session largely with the intent of finishing things off here in the town of Dixon and then potentially continuing on our caravany adventures. So, to recap, things you know in Dixon. There does not appear to be any obvious leadership in place. Oh yes, candles reminder. Thank you, my love. You know what? This is a good candle. My last fuck. Oh look, it's on fire. Burn, bitch, burn.
I don't know that I want my DM burning that.
And it's lit. Okay.
It's lit, fam.
So, things you know about Dixon is there appeared to have been some degree of organization after the change that has gone down the tubes since the large worm creature arrived and began eating people. You know that someone in town has noticeable leadership skills and they are in the courthouse. So that might be somebody of use. A few different, locations of potential usability were discovered or pointed out to you, when you arrived. A couple of, warehouses and factories, the National Guard armory on the other side of the river. There's a few deep things that here that you could reasonably, be looted to pay for your services or traded if some sort of authority, turns up. Mm-hmm. You discovered a dick church. That's not important. Feel the need to point it out again because dick church.
I don't know why you're saying it's not important.
So
we know that's where the snake was getting its true power.
Thanks for the reminder about the armory, though.
Snakes and snakes, it tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Worm, you know. Worm, dick and balls, it tracks.
So, I'd like to introduce your worm to my mallet, Ayo.
That brings us to the party. And what doing? End of the session, you guys were still on the island. So where are you going and what are you doing?
I believe last discussion was we were crossing back over and going to find authority. Or someone to take control of this town.
Yeah.
Because we don't really want to own it.
A reminder about the National Guard Armory. Do we want to go steal everything not nailed down there first and then start making deals so that they have to find something else to pay with? I mean, have the opportunity to engage in dynamic new capitalistic tendencies? Spin, baby. Gotta have the spin.
I will say that doesn't seem like it'll work the best for a long-term friendship.
Yeah, I don't like that. That feels shitty.
No, it's very shitty.
Well, they never got to leave their house again if they didn't, get saved by us, so.
Well, right, but then can we just tell them that we're gonna take it instead of taking it and then going, hey, figure out something else to trade? That just feels shitty.
Or the other option is we say we took it and that's our payment. If we find enough in there that we consider it enough payment. Just, we already took the payment we need for this.
I mean,
we do have weapons and stuff to trade.
Not to continue down the terrible capitalism. What about feudalism?
I don't think we need to make the entire town our serfs.
Well, we proved we can protect them. They don't have to have that much military might immediately.
Okay, look. I don't like the idea of us becoming the mob, and I know that's a little ironic coming from me.
A little bit, but okay. All right, we'll continue on with meeting with potential leadership. But well, I'm sure we'll get more than our money's worth anyway. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we will. Besides, given the National Guard armory, it's not like most of the rifles and things like that are going to be hugely useful, except for until we put some effort into remaking what's in there.
I mean, we could take them apart.
Maybe. I know they use different metals to make like barrels and things, but...
What do you think the odds are that they've got an MRE stockpile that they haven't liquidated yet because nobody can get in because it's locked up?
Reasonable.
An MRE stockpile that we got in and just... which we could theoretically transport to Genoa, which we know to be filled with starving people looking for a new god to believe in.
Not as big a fan of the last step of that, but I also don't know how reinforced they would probably have the doors for their, mess hall? Or whatever it is soldiers have? Mess hall's the right term, right?
Let's find out.
Mess hall. Either way, let's at least get off this island. And Olathe's going to take steps to do that, because frankly, this is a fairly shitty island, even if her ancestor did talk to her on it.
Yeah, this place sucks.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Tiernan, do you need help?
Do it. Jesse's helping Tiernan. They're besties. She's been helping him climb up and down.
Jesse just trying to adopt more people.
Nah,
somehow faster than Olathe, which honestly,
family
really figured Olathe'd be the adopter of this one.
Nah, of Tiernan?
No, I mean of the story.
Oh, I was about to say Jesse and Tiernan got way too much overlap to not be family at this point.
You've known this man for a few days.
Yeah, but he whittles and he's been touched by God. We're best friends.
Pretty much. Damn, just to make sure I'm...
This is why we don't let Jesse lead the party.
Just to make sure I knock it out.
He loves wood.
I have taken one chase jacket of Don't Hurt Me off of my character sheet to return it.
Hang on to it until we're, you know, back on the boat.
Fair enough.
Chase is sorry, Grandpa, you need it. Yeah, Chase is currently wearing armor. Like, if you go to take the jacket off, he's just, nah, it's cool, dude. Get it back to me when we're not likely to get shot.
Uh-oh.
City Hall.
Okay.
City Hall.
So it is not much more than a hop, skip, and a jump from the island. It's about 3 blocks from the river. So, as you guys approach, it's kind of a pretty standard, not bad-looking small city courthouse. It's got a nice blue dome up top, which is interesting. It's kind of surrounded by trees. You do notice, as you kind of make your way around the block to get towards the front entrance, that all of the ground level windows and doors have been barricaded. At least at a bare minimum, they've been boarded up from the inside. And then you get to the front, where the only door that isn't blocked has a bit of a checkpoint and barricade in front of it. Kind of one of those, like when police set up those little portable fences so that they can control the direction that you travel. So you can't just run straight in. You got to kind of weave your way in. Kind of one of those deals.
And like waist-high metal bar ones?
Yeah. Nice. And then off to either side of that, so that you kind of can't get by without going through there, are a couple rolls of razor wire. But the door beyond appears to be unobstructed. What you also notice is that this handy-dandy checkpoint is completely unmanned. There's nobody here. At least nobody guarding the front door.
Well, I'm going to lift the information, take a moment, and activate Core Life.
Okay.
You know what a great way to find people in a building is? Just be able to see through it to where the people are.
And that is 4 successes.
Okay. So there is one, count them, one person in the building. They are in the main hall, basically.
Well, there's someone in the main hall. And, Olathe's going to start leading the way through to there, I guess.
I was going to ask.
It appears to be the only person here, though.
Does it look like we're going to have to move any of the barricading stuff at the front to, like, get in, or...?
No.
Okay.
It's less of a
choke point rather than an actual obstruction.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
This is
I
one
just
of those,
wanted to confirm.
Yeah. This is one of those kind of barricades that only does good if it's manned.
Gotcha. Okay. Is the door unlocked?
It is, actually. It swings in easily enough as soon as you turn the handle. It's like a double wooden door, kind of a little bit higher than usual, kind of fancy, but what you expect from a relatively small town courthouse. Door swings in, and it is fairly cold and dark inside. There is some light coming down from windows up above. And here and there, there are a couple of candles flickering, and one seemingly kerosene lantern hanging from a seemingly newly installed hook near the door. In that main hall in front of you, there is one man, kind of tall, like maybe 6'2"-ish, but hunched over. He's a probably a similar to Tiernan's age, somewhere in his like 60s. African American man, black, like black going white hair and beard. Beard's kind of long, like just down to the top of his chest. Wearing pretty like normal, almost like uniform of a custodian. And he does, in fact, look to be pushing a big broom around this main hall. He kind of briefly glances at you guys' direction when you come in, and then promptly turns his attention back to his broom.
Of course, it's the janitor. Janitor's probably the best people anyway, so like this is a good sign. Is anybody wildly opposed to me taking a poke at his brain to see if he's the lead my city into cannibalism kind of dude, or the make sure everyone's taken care of kind of dude?
You may want to ask him permission first.
Can I look at him first? I'd like to activate entropy vision.
Well, P. Tiernan, if I ask permission first, then I have to say some stuff like, I'm scanning to see if you're worthy of leading this town, and then it gets real weird when we decide that he's not going to be the one.
Or it's another wizard, and they don't take kindly to you doing that, and we start off on the wrong foot.
Benji, I think that's one success to entropy vision, to get the moral leaning of this guy.
Oh, you're rolling in roll 20? I'm sorry, I don't even have
yeah,
roll 20.
That's okay.
Because I don't really expect us to use it tonight. But I will do it. I'll open it up. You're okay.
I've just got my sheet there.
Yep, that's perfectly fine. I know. Seems fairly neutral, leaning good. There's definitely no sign of any kind of, like, Wormweaver Wild influence going on with the guy.
Okay.
So
he's just a normal, neutral, good dude.
Yeah, he's just a guy. He's just a dude. Just a guy being a dude.
Jesse's gonna tell that to Chase. He's gonna say, he seems all right enough to me. Without actually intruding on his brain and his fucking thoughts. My gut says he's fine.
Okay, well, guess we'll just go with that instinct then, and go say hi.
I think it still might be worthwhile to see what his leadership qualities would be. I don't think you were wrong with that.
just directly to Astoria in the mind link. Yeah, man.
Okay, you're still gonna do it. Gotcha.
And Ace is gonna go ahead and, you know, clear throat, wave hand, and start moving towards the dude.
Okay. As you make it obvious that you're walking up directly to him, he's going to kind of stop, wrap both hands around the broom, kind of hold it in front of him with the end of it on the ground. Well, hello. There's not really anything worth stealing here. Not anymore.
Yeah, we gathered that. I am Dr. Chase Reynolds. Pleasure to meet you. Hand offered. And we, gestures with other hand at the rest of the party, are here representing Kirkland and its interests. Number one of which involved killing the shit out of the weird thing that was in you guys' river. Is that cool with you?
Sure.
Okay, because it's already dead. This is a big government-looking building. You wouldn't happen to know about any of the remaining government here, would you?
Well, first of all, you gave me your name. It'd be rude for me not to give you mine. I'm Kenneth. Pleased to meet you. Doctor.
You as well. This is Olathe, Tiernan, Astoria, Jesse, Jessica, Samson.
Good looking dog.
He's the best.
Well, we had a mayor. And we had a police chief, city council. The city council, they all disappeared with a bunch of the other folks. If you say you killed that thing in the river, I imagine you know more about that than I do. The mayor got a bright idea in her head to rally the troops, as she said, and try to go fight the thing. Took the police chief with her, a bunch of other folks, and well, I ain't seen any of them in about 3 weeks. I guess it's just me here now.
Huh.
Well, you have any idea how many people are still here? What everybody's situation is? Et cetera, et cetera. Any of that good stuff? Mostly just showed up and killed the bad guy. But, you know, that's never actually the end of the story.
Well, my house is about 3 blocks that way. He just kind of points. I've seen some folks still in their houses between here and there. I've just been coming in a couple days a week, keeping the place tidy. Doesn't make much sense now that I'm telling somebody about it, but damned if I didn't know what else to do.
Oh, I was going to be worried. How were you evading the Anorana?
The Anna what?
The weird thing's grabbing people.
Oh. Well, I don't go out after dark. And I guess I got lucky. Before things got real bad, I think we had about 5,000 in the town. We lost some early. We had decent enough food for a while. Then we lost some as the food got a little low. The medical supplies ran out. And then I reckon a few hundred got et those first couple of weeks. Then everybody kind of, well, those what didn't run off mostly kept to themselves. But if I had to wager, I'd bet there's a couple thousand still hiding out.
Couple thousand. Were you guys able to get... I mean, I'm assuming if there's a couple thousand still alive, you must have. Were you able to get a harvest in before snow, all that stuff? I mean, as...
He nods. Sure did. And, well, a few men smashed down a wall of the guard armory, and they had some stockpiles in there. That helped a lot. Most of it, not any use, but food's always use, you know what I mean? Shame the guns didn't work, though. That might have been right useful when, well, whatever that was turned up.
Yeah, I imagine they would have been. Can you tell me what else is in that National Guard armory?
Well, there's a whole mess of Humvees parked out front, but they're not any use either. Uniforms, razor wire, you know, basic gear and trenching tools, stuff like that, communications equipment, kind of scratches his head a little. Bunch of engineering bits and bobs. And of course, rifles, bayonets, I think some riot gear maybe. All that good stuff.
Clear the mind link. Well, bayonet ends may at least work for easier spears.
Yep. Taking a bayonet. That's a spear in about 45 seconds. Riot gear as well would be super useful. Sounds like a fair bit of stuff that can be used to fortify Kirkland, I think.
The armor plating from the Humvees could probably be used to shore up the walls.
Absolutely. It sounds like we got a lot. We have...
I remember them also having
a small castle.
Larger transport vehicles there, too, before.
Alright.
Not sure what metal... the duchy could take out of those, but possibly some to work with. Otherwise, we can feed it to your different things, Chase.
Oh, we'll have plenty of use for it. Well. What did you say your, role before all of this happened was?
He kind of lifts the broom a little bit. Just a custodian. Going on 20 years. Nope. 30 years. Damn, I'm getting old.
Same, friend.
Anyhow. Okay. Came back from the war, settled back in the hometown, wanted a nice, peaceful job. Been here ever since.
Nothing wrong with honest work. Benji.
Mm-hmm.
We've been here long enough to establish plenty of eye contact. And Chase is going to be making a very cursory inspection of this guy's brain.
Sure.
This should be mind 3. That's going to be 4 successes.
Okay.
Worth of just check him over, see, like, oh, we determined that he was, that the best leadership potential in this place was here, and it's just this guy here. There's got to be a reason for that.
Mm-hmm. So a quick inspection of his brain. On the surface, you mostly get personality. He is just genuinely an honest person. Worked with his hands most of his life. Never really sought any kind of position of leadership or attention. Not much fond of it. But on merit alone, rose to the rank of sergeant in the army. Not an officer, but we all know who does the real work in the army. And just by and large, somebody that does what he can for his community. The old saying, give you the shirt off his back. That's this fella. And gotcha. Nothing that he has said to you thus far has been anything but the truth.
He said out loud that he was military, right? He said when he got... Okay, Jesse's going to hold out a hand for a handshake, and she's going to say, I know it don't mean much now, but thank you for your service.
He's going to take it kind of gingerly. I appreciate that. Not necessary, but I appreciate it.
Well, speaking of service, it's obvious to me, and I've only been here for a few hours, so I'm sure it's painfully obvious to you, that without some kind of guidance and leadership, this place isn't going to last much longer and probably won't still be here in a month or two when we come back. Don't suppose you have any interest in changing that, do you?
It's a mighty big ask. Well, tell you the truth, I have rightly been thinking somebody ought to do something. While that thing was out there, I could not for the life of me figure what it would be. And you say it's gone?
Quite dead. We can show you the burned spot of what's left of it if you would like.
I think I'll pass. And the funny people... they've gone too.
Also,
yes.
I suppose you already know where I'm going with this, don't you?
Asking me to lead this place?
Get the ball rolling at least. Imagine some kind of elected council may be the right way to go, but I'm not from here and I'm not going to tell you how to do that. If you have ideas of what you think may be the right way to go, now would be the time to come up with them.
I guess you're right. Well, I suppose if I had it my way, I'd try to get the most people in one place as I can. Make sure everybody's got a moment to say their piece if they've got something. And let everybody choose the direction we're going to go. I don't much like the idea of telling folks what direction to go, but maybe guide him in the right direction.
I reckon as good an option as any other.
I think maybe I can do that.
I can't imagine anybody has participated in any war and not learned that the quickest way to die is to do nothing.
You're right, son. Especially alone.
Well then.
We can definitely gather people. That won't be an issue. Jace kind of turns back to the party. Do we want to stay here another day? Maybe tomorrow around high noon?
If we're going to look at that armory, I think we're going to need at least that much time, so keeping things stable here until they figure themselves out a little bit wouldn't hurt.
Yes, by the way, the armory is of great interest to us. I'm sure that's not a surprise. We are from a little bit that way, points back towards Kirkland. We already told him Kirkland, so why not? And there's bigger, scarier stuff further past that way.
I see. Well, you know the guns don't work, right?
I'm quite aware. Last I checked, razor wire does, though.
That it does. Make sure you, wear some good, strong gloves when you put that stuff out. Got a nasty cut from it back in the desert.
It's like that, then. All right. Have you eaten? Are you starving? Everybody else we've talked to, well, the one other person we've talked to was starving, so.
Oh. A little peckish, maybe. One meal a day's not the best, but been getting by. Had a little bit put away.
Sounds like food may be a good way to get everyone together, then.
How do you all feel about a feast tonight, then?
Feeding thousands of people on one day's notice is a bit of a tall order, even for us. Anybody got any bright ideas on how we feed a couple thousand people?
I have a small
Is
slew
it confirmed
of,
that there are a couple thousand people left?
It's suspected from the two people that we've asked how many people they think are still here.
Well, when was the... Okay, so, like, Elaine's train of thought is, like, how have they been getting food before now if they haven't been able to leave their houses without the possibility of dying? Did everybody have stockpiles? Like, how many of them have already starved to death? Are we actually working with thousands?
They said they had liquidated the food stocks of the armory, and that probably went home with a lot of people.
On top of that, they can kind of go out during the day from the sound of it, just not at night.
Okay. And they had managed to get at least one harvest in, according to this guy. So, people had food at home. And may have been able to stretch it. And they're saying that started with 5,000, and we're probably looking at 2 to 3 at most now.
Well, we can find out hopefully exactly how many we're working with as well, but even something simple.
There's a big gap between feeding 40 to 50 people and feeding potentially 2,000.
Yeah. That's what we gotta find out how many there are to find out if we can do it.
Boy, is it a good thing we're a talented bunch of individuals and there's a master chef sitting on a cart. I'm not saying it's gonna be a small order, but
Are we putting all of our resources in defeating all of these people?
It feels like a strong point of goodwill.
This is not number one on our group, and from the sounds of it, people will likely be able to forage from the people who didn't make it just fine. That's, I think, my biggest counter-argument to it is just these people aren't starving to death, and even if we can feed 2,000 tomorrow, should we?
I don't think we should set the precedent that when we come into town, food comes with us.
Especially since we probably won't be able to do that trick again at the next town, which we have no idea how well off they are.
Look, did we pack as though we were going to be gone for 2 weeks?
He's packed a few days worth and is planning to just use the door to go home when he needs stuff.
Yeah, I believe that was the general way people packed.
I mean, there's a small array of crops consistently kept on the caravan. 50 is easy. 2,000, bigger ask. But everyone on the caravan is adept at specifically growing food. I mean, give it a day.
A bit of work, and at least enough to ensure that they're not starving, given one of the two people we have seen so far was decently far on the way to that.
I was going to say, to be clear, he was, like, emaciated, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think calling most of it food is a long haul from... This custodian seems to be an exception. Like, if what we can take a day or two and fill some kind of coffer of food, I think they'd give us the fucking paint off the walls.
Out of character, which you can probably gather from your sample size of two, is whether or not people have any degree of food left probably varies greatly from person to person, and their abilities at conservation and rationing?
Ben.
Right, which is why I'm assuming that more people are dead than we think. Or than those people think.
Olathe, step away and do two things, a mind roll and then amplify that life core roll.
Sure.
I'm assuming I'm going to need a mind roll to process what I'm doing.
And that is...
Yeah, probably.
Four suck with mind one. And then
if I'm doing it at a diff 5, which I should be, that is another 5 successes to the I think it was 4 I already had, to basically reach out through the town and probably very near surrounding area with that many successes and get an idea of just how many people there are and how close to starvation most of this is.
Okay.
The numbers are going to be the bigger part of that, but given it is life I'm looking at, I'm going to be able to see probably at least a general idea of their state of being.
Sure. Okay.
Man just wants to see their health bars.
I, At the very least, before we tell this guy or start yelling out to the town with forces magic, hey, everybody be here at noon tomorrow, we're feeding you. We should figure out if we can feed 2,000 or however many people there are.
Or should we? I think, like I said, we don't want that traveling ahead of us and having people expect that when we roll up into town.
That too.
It should be at least as a separate question from can we? Figuring one out, then we can figure out the other.
Yeah. If it turns out there's 4,000 people that are here and there's no reasonable way to feed them all, then that just answers the question of whether or not we're going to right away with no, we can't.
Okay. Oh, Letha.
Yes.
So you expand out your correspondence life vision pretty much throughout the town. Letha knows vaguely. This town was about 15,000 people before the change. And he seems to about have the right of it. There's a little under 2,000 left. If you kind of what you've gathered from Jason and then from Kenneth here, there's been waves of exodus. A decent number bugged out when the change happened. Another set bugged out when the creatures showed up, and plenty have also died in the meantime. But there's like maybe 1,800 or so scattered around, mostly hiding out in their houses. There is a cluster of about 200 in some kind of facility north of the city.
Okay. Given Olathe has spent a large chunk of the last year working with the other life mages in Kirkland and working a fair bit with what's his name? Number Cruncher Man on the council. And given, so she would know her limits and has at least a couple other life mages and the ones in the boat, would it be theoretically feasible to at least make some kind of food for this number of people? This is an area she's had to spend a fair bit of time learning about working with him and giving him numbers and seeing what he's doing with them.
If you just want another reason to that, the caravan makes its own food all the time anyway. So, like,
that's what I was saying. Like, the caravan people
should be known broadly.
At least three people in the party can if they are willing to contribute.
Yeah, if you dedicated, like, the better part of a day and a half and came at this from multiple directions, like using matter magic to turn cars into oatmeal.
Oats or rice, yeah.
And life magic to fart out some corn or something like that. If you dedicated the party and Tiernan's people and a decent amount of resources and like the better part of a day or two, you can at least put together a couple of meals for these people.
A couple of meals? Okay.
And by a couple of meals, I mean a bowl of oatmeal level meal. Like, not a lot, but enough to get them through a day or two to realize that they're not all going to die tomorrow.
And start foraging
themselves.
And then start
trying to organize something.
Okay. Well, Chase, I think with the number of people we have, if we put the work to it, we could. And we could probably frame it as credit against future trade, if you feel the need. But, Ben, how are those health bars looking?
Most people are hungry and malnourished. Maybe a quarter of them are what you would call acutely starving. Most of that quarter are in the northern half of the city on the other side of the island.
Okay. About there is one large grouping And Olathe's just kind of going to display it in her mind as she, of like, here's the map of people. But at least a quarter of them are fairly along the path of starvation. Almost all of them, of course, are hungry to some degree, but if we don't give them the time to figure out that they can start to forage themselves safely, we risk at least losing quite a good number more. It'd be a lot of work, but this is a position where we could put them as a slightly stronger ally.
Giving them a day or two of food isn't going to change things in the long run for them, though. If this is an unsustainable population size for them, then it's going to be inevitable.
That.
We're just going to
feed them today. We're just restarting the counter for how long until they starve. And, well, adding a day or two at most to the counter for how long until they starve. I think we consider a middle ground approach. Call for the meeting. Call for maybe see if we can get people. I think that opens up too much of a can of worms. I was going to say call to see if maybe we can have people bring what food they have to share. Put together some kind of communal fooding. But I think that's likely to end up with too many people showing up for free food and not bringing anything to share. But I perhaps mean, we consider hitting that area where you said most of the starving people are clustered and doing a more targeted dispensation of food.
Starvation does take time. You say you don't want to restart that counter, but
well, and it's crazy what a morale boost will do. You know, now the big baddie outside is gone. So, like, a full belly in a safer environment might be all they need to get restarted on their own once we get them going. Okay. I'm in to help.
How many times are we going to have to do this?
I think
just do it once.
Astoria, I think that we take this as a learning opportunity. And Olathe and Jesse will be fielding questions when they come of how long we intend to provide food for and how much we're going to be leaving them with.
Well, you want that answer right now?
No, I want, if we're going with the option of trying to feed every single person here a meal or two, I'm not against it. But I do want it to be the two of you, as this was your idea, to explain to them that we're leaving now and we're not going to keep feeding them, and they need to figure it out for themselves.
Oh.
Because I can see how that gets dangerous slash violent pretty quickly. But maybe that won't happen. Maybe we'll get lucky.
I mean, we'll have to give the only answer we can.
Can't you use your brain magic to calm people down anyway?
You know, didn't we just have a conversation about how not comfortable with that several people were?
And then when we leave and it fades and they remember that, hey, these people were here, they came in and gave us a meal, they've got food, then what? Your family's back at Kirkland.
If we're just going to call these people terrible fucking people, why did we help them in the first place?
Yeah, like, if we're not going to assume that
there has to be a level of faith in humanity, otherwise there's not a point in of our actions.
There is a level of faith in humanity. It's, we've resolved the problem, and does feeding everyone cause more problems for us than it fixes? I think the answer is yes. I am willing to go ahead and say the answer is no until we find out for sure. And either A, it works out great and I'm happy to be wrong, or B, we learn not to do that again next time.
It sounds like at worst, everyone's reluctantly in for it. Yes, we should 100% teach a man to fish.
Banjo.
Maybe don't tell them all where we live.
Yeah, well, also, just like, can't we, like, I mean, she points at Aletha, I'm going to leave this part up to you, but can't we, like, lie about where we got it? I'll just shut up.
I mean, we can tell them that we can only do it, that this is a strain on our resources and we were only able to do it once.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Benji.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse's gonna zone out. Three successes to what happens if we feed these people one meal and explain to them that this is our attempt to help them get going on their own.
Okay. As per usual, lots of branch realities on that.
She is broadcasting this through the Mind Link, by the way.
There's, like, at best a 50-50 on this town making it. Those odds are definitely improved if they get a little bit of support from you guys. There's not much to suggest that it would be acutely dangerous to you guys. Like, there are some potential scenarios where they get raided and somebody talks and people can put it together that food came from you guys and that draws raiders towards Kirkland, but it's not a particularly likely scenario.
And don't we have fucking wards in the forest and shit?
Not in this direction.
No, we warded the Chicago direction a lot more heavily.
Yeah, but there are some slim possibilities that this does cause you guys some problems down the road. Like the best chance that these people have is getting a little bit of help and using that to get themselves reorganized and back on the move. Like I said, no better than 50-50 that works. But those odds go down if y'all don't do anything at all.
Or worse.
Tiernan, to answer your question or suggestion about not telling them where we live, the main purpose of this outing is still to secure diplomatic allies for Kirkland in the preparation stage of our oncoming war with the Risen Kingdom that we're reasonably confident is going to happen in the spring.
Then we don't have room for decision locks of we're scared someone's going to know where we are. It's kind of our required risk at this point, then.
Yeah. I am recognizing that it is a risk. I have done my due diligence in pointing out that this is a risk. Astoria, do you feel the same?
I mean, at this point, it seems like we are outvoted.
It does.
I do think that it's a stupid idea to basically say that we've got enough food to feed 2,000 people just out of our pockets, out of the goodness of our hearts. But
so then what about this? What if we let them know beforehand that we're going to bring as much as we can and we make just short of enough for everybody to have a full belly for one meal? We've helped them out. We don't set a crazy expectation. We make it look like we just scavenged a bunch of shit. We can make a bunch of different shit so that it looks like we got it in a bunch of different areas.
Food for 2,000 meals is still a vast amount of charity that most people can't afford right now, is what I'm saying.
Cool. So we cracked into the basement of the National Guard Armory. Don't ask how. Thank us later.
Yeah.
It's not actually our food. And everybody meet tomorrow. We have found food that we will be distributing.
Bet.
And talking about electing a new council while we're there. How about that?
Yeah, like literally that. We don't have to set a crazy expectation that they're coming from us. We're just delivering.
Or found it.
Or found, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
We found it here in town. Now everybody get together. They probably won't even know that we're not from Kirkland until we say that.
And we don't got it.
Won't know that we are from Kirkland, but again, telling people, hey, we're from Kirkland, we're here to help, help us in a few months when the war starts is kind of the point.
Yeah.
Probably a wild experience for Kenneth, seeing us all gesturing and thinking at each other silently in a circle for a while.
A little bit, yeah.
I have this inner image, though, of all of us just kind of standing there as this happens, and then, like, all of us standing in a room in all of our heads that we're doing this in.
Oh, see, I imagine it as, like, a table, like the round table, almost.
Oh, come on, you think Jesse's actually going to sit at a table while she's worked up?
Not the same way you guys are, probably with her feet propped up, or alternatively with her hand slammed on the table, flashbang style.
Since we have to determine this now, it is very much going to be a high-end corporate conference looking room kind of table. Like oval shaped with the flat ends, but like the curved long sides. Nice cozy office chairs.
Is Chase making this worse?
We're in a meeting, Olathe.
Meetings are his focus, are one of his foci, specifically. I think we have had a fair bit of back and forth. Is lying to the people about where the food came from, maybe sharing that with the council and impressing upon them how not a thing we can do often it is, so that they understand what we have done to help them, even if all of the people may not.
I can think of a few better reasons to lie.
And doing what we can to help these people in the interest of them becoming good allies of us. Is that acceptable for everyone here?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Deal.
Whatever.
Me too, Astoria. Then suppose we've got some work to do. And Chase kind of claps his hands together in the conference room and also in real space and turns towards Kenneth. So, I know that was really weird. There's a lot of really weird things going to be happening to you in the near future. I'm guessing, based on recent events, it's going to be somewhat easier for you to accept a statement that I'm about to make. Magic is real. I feel like that's less of a shock now that there's been a giant snake monster living in your river for the last few weeks.
You have a point.
We were communing and figuring out a course of action that helps your people to the extent that we are able to help without endangering our own.
I see. Okay. I suppose. We really appreciate that.
Oof.
I trust you'll do the best you can.
That's the plan.
Thank you.
To that end, we are going to go through, make some loud announcements that tomorrow around noon there will be a town meeting outside the armory to discuss the food that we have found underneath the basement in said armory. This is going to be a lie. Ideally, we're hoping someone with military experience such as yourself will end up in some position of leadership around here, with a more thorough understanding of the truth, that we are aiding you with magic, which is not something that we can consistently do. As much as I would love to say we can wave our hand and fix the food problems here for the next few months, we cannot. But we are able to help and maybe give you guys enough of a kickstart that you're able to recover without too many more people dying.
That would be just grand. Make it easy. Tell everybody to meet at the football field. Don't know what you mean.
All right, then.
Right by the armory.
Oh, it's a football field.
They're big and empty.
Every town plays football. And they're really fucking convenient for us right now.
It's only America's favorite sport.
They converted their fields, the football fields, to field fields yet?
Not that one. It's all fake turf over concrete. Unfortunately.
Ew. What the fuck?
Also winter, so it's not like there would be anything there. Well, very early spring.
Yeah, they could get started. They could start prepping. But it's astroturf and fucking gravel. So, or not gravel, concrete. So like,
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure to meet you. Hopefully, by this time tomorrow, Dixon will have some variety of an idea of what to do moving forward. And ideally, shameless plug here, a pretty positive feeling towards Kirkland.
Well, you will be surprised how positively people feel about you when you put a scrap of food in their bellies.
That's why I asked if you were hungry. I'm very aware.
Thanks again. I'm sure this was very dangerous, and you're really putting yourselves out there. You don't have to, so thank you.
Just don't make us regret it.
I hope we don't.
That one. In the interest of disclosure, I am considering this an investment. Strong neighbors and all that make for less complications on our home front. Obviously, if Dixon were to descend into outright anarchy and cannibalism, well, I think you're already there with the anarchy, but cannibalism and murder, you guys are like a 4-hour bike ride from us, and that's much closer than we want Cannibal Town to be, so we're going to do this, and it's going to be fine, and everything's going to get better, and that's going to be how this story goes.
Sounds good to me.
Speak us out tomorrow, and we'll start figuring out democratic free elections in Dixon. I wonder if they'll do a news article on us.
You're an odd fella, Dr. Reynolds.
Yeah, I get that a lot.